بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, سيدنا معقل بن يسار رضي الله عنه was a famous Sahabi of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he was known for his very firm adherence to the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is mentioned about him that on one occasion he was partaking of meals and a few morsels had fallen onto the ground. So he began to bend down and pick up these morsels of food and clean them and eat them. And there were a few non-Muslim villages that were nearby. So they began to pass remarks that look at the amount of food that he has on his plate and he is still bending down and picking up the morsels that have fallen down. So one of his friends or those who were with him said to him that you are our leader. And don't you see that you are now embarrassing us in front of these people? They feel what you are doing is not correct. So he then famously mentioned that why should I leave out the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for these people who I have no loyalty to and they have no loyalty to me. So this was his level of adherence to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Likewise, whenever any verse of Quran would be recited to him, then immediately he would listen to what was recited. And he would immediately follow and practice upon this. On one occasion, his sister was married off to somebody. And that person then divorced her. And her iddat period expired. And then he comes and he proposes once again. So he says to Maqil bin Yasar, I wish to ask for the hand of your sister in marriage again. Maqil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu at that stage was very hurt, very upset. So he says to him, never will I give the hand of my sister to you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the verse that when a couple is divorced and they then want to reconcile, they want to get married once again, then the guardian of the girl, of the woman, should not unnecessarily prevent this marriage. The moment he hears this, he says, سَمْعًا لِرَبِّي وَطَاعَةً. I have heard what my Rabb has said and I am prepared to obey my Allah. And he calls for his ex-brother-in-law and he says to him, this is the verse of Quran. Therefore, not only will I give her over to you, but happily I will honor you and hand her over to you. So he was a very great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he narrates our prescription and wazifa for today, the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, where he mentions if a person recites the following dua, A'udhu billahi sami'il alimi minash shaytanir rajim, three times. A'udhu billahi sami'il alimi minash shaytanir rajim. He reads this thrice, and then he reads the last three verses of Surah Al-Hashr, which appears in the 28th juz, هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ, till the end of the surah. Then two very great benefits he will secure. The first, وَكَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ سَبْعِينَ أَلْفَ مَلَكٍ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَيْهِ وَيُصَلُّونَ لَهُ, that he will secure the dua of the angels, not just one or two or three. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says 70,000 angels will be appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua and maghfirat for this person. Ulama explain that if somebody has to say so and so person is a businessman, he has a large empire and he has 70,000 employees working for him, then automatically we will understand this is a very powerful person. He is a person who has so many workers working for him and he is a prominent person. But here each and every one of us can get 70,000 angels working for us. Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi would tell his associates that I don't have breakfast every morning until I appoint the angels to do my work for me. And he would then explain this particular narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who reads this, then Allah will have these 70,000 malaika making dua and maghfirat for him. And we can imagine the malaika as such, absolutely ma'asoom, sinless, and they are asking Allah to forgive a person. So without doubt, that person's forgiveness will be secured. And the second benefit to reciting this, وَمَاتَ شَهِيدًا. If a person has to pass away during the course of that day, then he will pass away as a shaheed, as a martyr in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, ulama explained that he did not give his life in the path of Allah. It is like that person who did not make his miles, he didn't fly the required distance, or he didn't complete the required number of stays at that hotel, but he was given an honorary platinum status. So even though he didn't make his miles, But when he checks in or when he boards the flight, then he enjoys the perks of the platinum members. He is given upgraded accommodation, or he is upgraded to first class. Why? He was given that honorary status. So likewise, this person, he didn't necessarily give his life in the path of Allah, but because he recited this dua, this prescription, Allah gives him the honorary status of a shaheed. So two very, very great benefits. Again, like the other morning duas that we have been discussing over the past few days, this is something that will just take a few minutes, but these two great rewards associated with it, inshallah, before we leave, we can recite this. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم.